Friends with Brews.
What did you send me?
Just screenshots. Oh, and a picture of my 90 degree XLR cables.
Okay. What is going on with all that Velcro hanging off your boom arm? Ooh.
The piece of Velcro that's hanging down, I could take it off of there. It was in use when I was using this as a traveling setup for work.
Oh.
And I would use it to lock the arm together, you know, so it stayed folded up completely all the time.
Well, right now it's just a cat toy, dude.
It is a cat toy. The cat does sometimes, in fact, swat at it.
Right. I try to keep my cats away from my computer equipment. Okay, we have beer that we have to talk about first.
I have. We are revisiting the Country Boys Brewing again. Got a new one this week called Cougar Bait.
Mm.
And I actually already have my trifocals on, so...
Trifocals? When are you going to go to Quadra?
I just call them that. They're just readers.
Oh.
Any fisherman worth his salt will tell you it's all about the bait. Lucky for you, you're holding the good stuff. An American blonde ale, clean and crisp, Cougar Bait is sure to help you with your catch, whatever you may be fishing for. And we're not going to discuss any further connotations beyond that.
Wow.
So I have cracked it open.
Okay.
I have my chilled frosty glass.
Yep.
We're pouring.
Yep.
Does in fact look blonde. Here you go. It's pretty.
Looks good. What does it taste like?
Good. Doesn't really say anything about any flavor notes I'm supposed to be looking for. It just says American blonde ale.
Oh my
God. I don't know enough about the different kinds of beers to really say, but it's good. I like it.
You know, I gotta talk to these guys about their website. I don't know what it is about beer brewers and websites, but they are shit. Absolute utter shit at websites. The worst ones are the ones that don't list any of their beers. The second worst ones are the ones that list all their beers on one page and don't have a detailed one for the specific beer. The third worst ones are the ones where the homepage CSS won't load. It literally won't load. And so the website looks like hell. And then when you click on our beer, you just get a list of what's on tap daily. Our beers rotate often. No, you sell stuff in the store too. Why don't you show the stuff that you sell in the store? I mean, they do. But by accident, I get the feeling. What a bunch of... Yeah, these guys... I don't understand, like, who made their website? Like, it wouldn't have cost any extra to just put a little bit more information on the website. It wouldn't have cost any extra. Okay, so here's my coffee. My coffee is a Trailhead Roasters Endless Trail. It's a medium roast.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, look at my cup.
I like that mug. Wait, what does it say? Let me see it again. I work hard so my cat can have a better life. Is that it?
Yeah. Especially crafted to get you out on the trail. Robust all business sort of coffee. I don't know if I'd say that. Notes of mold.
That's a tall boy, too.
Wine, cinnamon, and toasted rice. Very balanced and syrupy. That holds its flavor in the thermos rather well. It is good. Can I taste the rice and the cinnamon? Yeah, I can taste cinnamon for sure. Yeah, it's good. It's a good coffee. So I'm having that. I'm also having a Zeugelhaus. It's not a tumor. And this is the Zeugelweiss. It's a German wheat. Pilsner and Munich malts provide the light breadiness. German hops. And the Bavarian Hefeweizen yeast strain provides the rest. Banana ester with a light phenolic clove note. I don't know what phenolic means, but it sounds pornographic. Okay. So I'm going to open this can.
Okay. I'm giving my beer a thumbs up. I'm giving your Governator impression a thumbs down.
Okay, but I want to know... Oh, okay, Mr. Kentucky, let's hear you do it.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, my God.
It's not a tumor.
Do you think that sounds German?
No. You know one that just about everybody can do right, though?
Get to the chopper!
Okay, this is good. I like this.
It looks nice.
Mm.
My beers never have a head on them. I must be pouring wrong or something.
No, you're probably not pouring wrong. I'm pouring right next to the mic so that you can hear it. That's part of the problem.
Mm.
I'm at an angle.
I don't think I poured next to the mic. I have failed.
You are pretty amateur, Vic, because you know how we do things here. You listen. You say you listen. Oh, wait, I forgot. You listen to podcasts while doing 10 other things. So you never actually know. I'm surprised that you know that you listen to this podcast. Actually, that's pretty good. I'll give you credit for that.
Cancel my contract.
Zeugelweiss. You got to love the name Zeugelweiss.
I still can't edit. Wait, let me refresh this.
Yeah, log out and log back in.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
Wow. You got typing problems there, buddy.
I do.
Oh, that didn't work. What did you do? You did Command V instead of Command K.
I Command K. Oh. Or in paper, you can just paste it right over top of it and it does its thing. Mm.
Yeah, but paper is such an utter... You got to admit, paper kind of sucks.
It does, but I don't think it... I don't know that this is any better.
Paper is just weird.
I will say both of these are a plus above iOS shared notes for podcasting. I hate those.
Mm.
Some of our friends like using them, though, so I roll with it.
The one thing that I definitely like better about this than notes is the outlining is a lot easier. It works normally. It works how you think it would work.
Mm.
You hit tab to indent, and when you want to outdent, you just hit return one more time. That's how all the apps in the world work, except for Apple Notes. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Or, if you got it wrong, you can just do a shift tab and back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Back that thing up.
Yeah, it doesn't make... I don't know. I don't know what Apple Notes is doing. And one of the notes, one section of the notes that we have for Is This the Show, somehow it got so hosed that I can't unindent. I literally can't. I just had to push that section away and use a different section. I don't know what's going on there. It literally won't outdent. But I created a new section, and that section outdents just fine. Don't know why. That's Apple Notes for you.
Functional high ground, man. Functional high ground.
And moral. Immoral high ground. All right, so yeah, I like my beer. It's not the clearest wheat beer. There's some nice little cloudiness to it. It's a very good, this is a good beer.
That's cool.
The good beer with the shit website. But I just described half the beers I've ever drinking. Drinking?
You're going to need a sound thingy.
I just did. Didn't you hear it?
Okay. Oh, you know what I got? Since I didn't put my mic close enough for the pour.
Oh, no, that's fake. First of all, there's no ice in beer.
That is actually not fake. I recorded that live in person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was actual Climax moonshine pouring.
But see, in your whiskey, you might
But you're right, it is not beer.
Yeah. We don't put ice in our beer.
No. My granny used to put salt in her beer.
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
Why?
I don't know. She'd just sit there with a beer and a salt shaker.
She didn't drink beer to enjoy it. She was just drinking it to pound beer then.
I guess. I don't know. Well, no, because she didn't really pound beer. She she only drank it socially.
Oh.
I think she was actually trying to make it palatable to her.
Have a salt?
I don't know, man.
That's disgusting.
I love my granny. Settle down.
Okay, you can love your granny. She's still got issues.
No, she's dead.
Okay. Well, there's a reason why. She kept putting salt in her beer.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm sure she would have liked that joke. Never having met her, I'm positive she would have liked that joke.
Man, that one choked me up.
Okay, let us talk about the moon.
The moon. Did you know some Russians crashed a thing into the moon?
Yeah, they're rubbish. We just established that they're rubbish at the moon.
We have established that they're rubbish at the moon.
Their very first flight to the moon, they crashed into it, and now they're crashing into it again. It's like they learned nothing.
The wife actually stumbled across that headline, and she was telling me about it this morning, and that's when I sent it to you guys. I just found it fascinating. I didn't realize that the moon was of interest again.
So, this moon of interest thing started under the Trump and Pence administration. Pence was the head of the stupid Space Force, or whatever they called themselves.
You telling me those two bozos actually started something cool?
Well, I don't know if it is cool, and I don't know if the reason why...
Going to the moon is cool, man.
I don't know if how much of it was NASA proposing it and they just thought they'd run with it because it was different than what anyone else was doing. And I don't know if you noticed, but Trump was always trying to be as different from his predecessor as possible.
Hmm.
Not just that he naturally is as different from his predecessor as possible, he also was actively trying to be as different and do everything as different. If there was any policy that Obama had tried to put in place or did put in place, Trump was actively trying to revert it.
Yeah, but...
And so I don't know how much of going back to the moon was saying, hey, forget about Mars, we have a moon, or how much was NASA saying, we really want to go to the moon, and them saying, hey, this could look like our idea, let's promote this. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, during those years, they became obsessed with going back to the moon again.
Mm.
And somehow it stuck. We're still going back to the moon. Anyway, yeah, this has been going on for a while, this moon thing. So I don't know which came first, chicken or the egg. I think Americans decided to go back to the moon first, and then maybe Russians did. I don't know. Somebody said, hey, that other country is going to the moon. Well, fuck those guys. We're going back to the moon, too. And I don't know who was the original and who was the fuck those guys copycat, but one of them was one and one was the other. Anyway, we're going to the moon.
It's for all mankind in real life, man.
Except for the Chinese, because America and China have issues with each other when it comes to space and everything else right now.
Wasn't it the Koreans that beat us to the moon or to Mars, not the Chinese?
That was fiction.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about real life here.
All right, if you want to be boring.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. There's a program called Artemis. There's going to be three stages. Mm. Stage one, stage two, stage three. Stage two has astronauts, I believe. And Artemis 3 is actually going to go to the moon. Here is the problem, though.
So where are stage one and two going?
I don't know. Out into space.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't pay that much attention to stage two because I know they selected a crew for it, but I didn't realize they weren't actually going to land on the moon. They might be going to the moon to orbit it. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. Mm.
Hopefully they do a better job than the Russian automated craft. Well, you could say it stuck the landing, but it did not stick the landing.
It stuck into the landing.
Yes, it did.
So, Vic, look, when's the last time you got 100% on your math test? I'm just going to ask you that.
Oh, that'd be a long time ago.
Right. So give the Russians some slack, man. They probably got 99% right on their math problems, and they screwed up the last 3 feet of math or something. So cut them some slack. It's not like that last 3 feet is important anyway. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it matters whether or not they get 100% of their math right when they're sending human beings out into the cold reaches of outer space.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
They can get some wrong.
2 + 2 = 5, right?
Anyway, we're dependent on SpaceX for part of Artemis 3, and I'm not sure which part.
So that means that troll Musk is involved?
Yeah, fortunately, he does seem to actually have some competent people running SpaceX itself and doing the science. However,
what is Bezos' thing called? Why didn't they go that route?
Blue Origin? Because apparently Blue Origin didn't have it together. I don't know.
Oh. Hmm.
They were candidates, but they didn't get any contracts that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, at one point, Blue Origin was hyped up pretty good. Blue Origin's still going. I know that because there was a coworker of mine, an engineer who used to work at Monolith 3000, who now works at Blue Origin.
Mm.
And he still has a job, and they're still doing stuff. So they must think that somebody's going to want them to do something for them.
That's cool.
Anyway, I think that NASA is becoming quite concerned about the progress of SpaceX on the Artemis 3 project, and they're a little worried about the amount of time that they have left to do all of the testing that they have to do. Because even though NASA has had some major foobars in its past because they hand-waved a bunch of safety regards and didn't listen to some engineers and then some people died, NASA still does have a pretty good testing culture in terms of they know that they have to test stuff before they can shoot it into space for its its real mission.
Yes.
And they're a little worried about SpaceX not having really begun any of this testing, of which there are many steps, many stages, and it's never going to go right the first time anyway, so things are going to have to be corrected. So originally, I can't remember if Artemis 3 was scheduled for 2022 or for 2023, but now it looks like it's going to happen in 2025.
Hmm.
NASA is still saying it could happen in 2024. My bet is unless SpaceX gets their shit together, it will be 2025 at least.
Yes.
What's the matter? Your stuff's not shipping on time?
No, I need you to stop saying 2525.
Why?
Do you remember that great song? In the year 2525.
I thought I said 2025.
If mankind is still alive. You did, but it's just making that stuck in my brain. It's an earworm.
Forget about 2525, Vic. My prediction is...
Now I have sung on the podcast, and that's just horrible.
My prediction is by 2030, we're going to be up Feces Creek, and if we're not extinct by then, we'll be extinct shortly after. The way things are going. There'll probably still be some humans around in 2035, I'm saying. The creek could hit the feces, or the creek could hit the fan, or the fan could fall in the creek. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
The fan could fall in the creek and go up the creek without a paddle.
Sager and Evans in the year 2525.
I don't.
You don't really remember this song?
I remember the song. I guess it didn't scar me emotionally the way it scarred you.
No, it didn't. It's actually a good childhood memory. My dad used to blast that thing. He loved that song. On an actual vinyl turntable.
Is there any other kind of turntable?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dad had a pretty kicking system, and on the weekends, man, he would jam some pretty good music.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, and I used to just love listening to it and flipping through his records.
Then you should be happy.
He'd never let me work the thing, but...
One thing I did like about records when I was a kid was the jackets and just holding them and reading them and looking at the pictures while the music was playing. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to hear a sample?
You can if you want to, sure. Why not? Why not get this podcast banned from all platforms? It's a good thing that I self-host.
I think mainly just Spotify.
Really? Well, if we put this on YouTube, which I don't, it would get banned from there too.
Start only for me. Share play. Oh, it wants to share play it. No.
Don't share. No, don't.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
They won't be.
If woman.
No.
No.
They may fall.
What category of music is this considered?
I think it would be rock.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. Gives you a nice fade out.
Shut it down. There you go.
So
nice.
So you don't have to edit.
Nice work.
So you don't have to fix it in the edit.
Nice.
Let's see. This is on a compilation of pop music.
Really? That's considered pop?
1988. Well, that's just the first one that came up in the search. Hold on.
Mm.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find like the actual album.
I like this beer. I'm surprised by how much I like it. Considering I've never heard of these guys and they have a website.
1969. Zager and Evans.
It sounds like a 60s song.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm very pleased that brewers don't have to know anything about the internet in order to craft good beer.
This is true.
Hey, have you ever dealt with construction companies or any kind of tradespeople? Electricians, contractors, any of those guys? Somebody that wants to do a fence, whatever.
Generally, I try and keep them all out of the house. I did have some roofers put a roof on.
No. But have you ever had to schedule stuff and interact with them and get planning going?
Yeah, the roofers.
But have you ever noticed that those contractors don't know how to communicate? Like, they don't know. Their communication is generally terrible. Like, getting them to call you back, getting them to... I don't know. It's always horrible. The people that are good around here, actually, the roofers that we had have been good, were super good.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I don't want to argue and say you're wrong, but the roof job that I had done, it took a few, you know, a few appointments and some conversations and some estimates and stuff like that to get the job actually scheduled. But then... Mm-hmm. Once scheduled, the guy pulled up 30 minutes early, let out a bunch of nice Hispanic gentlemen.
Right.
And in like 4.5, maybe 5 hours tops, they had completely stripped my old roof and put the new roof on and then ran magnet things through the yard to pick up any loose nails. It was pretty epic, man. I tried to buy them lunch and they even declined it.
See, for us, it took a little longer because we had shaker roof and the shaker roof doesn't have... the plywood down underneath it. And so they had to lay plywood.
Oh, I just had the asphalt shingles.
Right. They had to lay down plywood first, and then they could start applying the new stuff. So it took them a little longer. Otherwise, it was the exact same scenario. But even scheduling, it was a dream with those guys. It wasn't the roofers that were the problem. It's like...
Yeah.
But I've just noticed that contractors in general, like they... It's always some guy that wants you to message him or something, and then they may get back to you. It's like, have you guys heard of business phones? Have you heard of a website? Have you heard of calling back when somebody contacts you? Have you heard of remembering who called you and pretending like we're not starting this whole conversation over from scratch again? I get that a lot with tradespeople, and I don't understand why. It's like,
yeah,
yes, doing the actual job itself right is important, but the communication part of it is too, because part of getting the job done right is having successful communication beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, I think of them when I...
What kind of things are you having contracted?
Right now, nothing, but I think of them when I think of the breweries and shitty websites. And it's like, don't you guys understand that part of your business?
I see the connection.
Yeah. It's like, why are you sloppy on the communication? That is 99% of your business is communicating to people clearly the reasons why they want your product.
I'm just glad I can fix things so that I don't have to deal with the contractors. Hardly ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, I got to get some trees ripped out, though. I got roots growing towards the base of my house.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, it's not cool at all. And they're very hard to kill. And I really don't want to rip out.
They'll crack your... You got a basement or just a slab or what?
Crawl space.
Well,
there's no... We don't do slabs around here. I don't understand the slab thing.
No, I'm on a crawl space too.
How do you run pipes and stuff?
They just run them before the slab is poured.
That's insane. What if they crack? What if they break? There's no way to get to them. That's insanity.
Then you jackhammer up the slab.
That's insanity.
Yeah. I had to do it once when I was doing... One of my jobs in my life has been maintenance at a nursing home, and we actually had to jackhammer up an office floor to get to some plumbing underneath.
I was going to say, you have to go through the floor, too. That's insanity. Just build a freaking crawl space.
Yeah, we had to go through the vinyl floor and then jackhammer up the concrete and then scoop out massive amounts of gravel and then fix the pipe and then that dump all the gravel back in and then pour new concrete and then put down new vinyl floor.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm on a crawl space too.
We had a water pipe break under our house one winter, and I had guys come out and run me some flexible pipe.
Yeah.
But if they would have had to, I mean, it was already still freaking expensive. It still cost me a fortune. But they basically took this drill bit that could bend, and you just keep adding sections to the drill, and then you just curve it up. You just send it down underneath the front of the house, and it comes up in the crawl space, and they figured out the radius of how to make that thing bend up there, and it goes boop, and it pops out, and the tube is going with the drill. So the tube just pops out there, and then they send a guy crawling under there, and he connects everything, and it still cost a fortune. I can't imagine how much it would have cost to have...
That's pretty awesome, though.
Oh, it's very awesome, but I can't imagine how much it would have cost if they literally had to rip out the floor of our house, drill through. That's just insanity.
That sounds like those things they use, those big horizontal drills that they're using, like to lay fiber optic.
Maybe.
Conduit and stuff underground through residential neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah.
Like, when they put in our gigabit fiber a couple years ago, when they were first putting it in the neighborhood, I was just watching those guys work. It was pretty epic, you know, because they've ran conduit and fiber through this whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And all you would know is that there's a hole, like, every 75 feet.
Yeah, right.
Across the back of the property lines. And it's like, that's just amazing how they do that.
Yep. Now, if you go out in your backyard and you see a bunch of tiny vertical holes, those aren't... That's not fiber optic. I wouldn't stick my hand or anything else in those.
That's moles and gophers and such.
Well, in some places, it's stuff more toxic than that. But I forgot, you live in the safest place in America.
Oh boy, here we go.
No, I'm not going to go there.
You've really got to be in your bonnet about this door lock thing,
don't
you?
No, it's just, I don't know anybody that thinks that it's...
Can I state for the record that they are never intentionally unlocked?
I know that. No, I totally understand that. But what I'm saying is, for you to say that it's a cynical worldview to think that you have to lock your doors, that blows my mind. I don't know anybody that around here that would think, oh my God, I'm so dark.
I just think that the odds, first of all, there's always somebody here at night. Unless we're traveling, in which case, then, you know, I've got my cameras and I've got security lights and stuff like that. And then I make sure for a fact that the doors are locked. So there's always somebody home at night. And the odds of somebody in this neighborhood coming and, you know, going up into the house and doing whatever during broad daylight are pretty slim to none.
Well, they're slim here too, but occasionally you'll have waves of home invasions.
Yeah.
And why make it easy for people?
No, I get that. I don't disagree that ideally the door should be locked at all times.
I've had a guy try the front door before.
Really?
And that was it. Yeah, and once he realized it was locked, he moved on.
See, I've never had that.
Yeah.
Not here in this neighborhood anyway. I used to have it at places I used to live in the past, but... No, the only thing that's ever happened here is, like I said, you know, sometimes... I don't even know if they're kids from this neighborhood or kids from the other neighborhoods, but... Sometimes at nighttime, they'll go through the neighborhood looking for cars that are unlocked to see what they can find in them.
Right, exactly. And that same theory applies with houses to some other people who are willing to do that. That's the point.
Mm.
Like, I had a neighbor whose stuff was stolen out of his car, and he's like, oh, I don't want to lock my car. I don't want to be one of those people. He was just like you. He's like, that's too cynical. And I'm like, well, guess what? My stuff's still in my car, and your stuff's gone. So how do you like that?
No, the car in the driveway, I would lock. Most of the time, my cars are in the garage, so I don't worry too bad about that there.
Yeah.
In fact, when they're in the garage, I actually leave the keys in them, which is probably not a great idea, but they're behind the garage door, so. But if for some reason I'm parked in the driveway, they're locked.
Ronnie was like, well, if they want to break in, they're going to get anyway. Yeah, but there's two different types. There's types who will just try it, and they might steal something, and there's types who are break-in. The break-in guys are always going to break in. I know that. I totally understand that. That's not the point. You shouldn't make it easy for people to get in.
Yeah. I will say, though, that I actually agree with him that a visible camera is going to do you a lot more favors than even the locked door will. Because as soon as they see that, they'll move on.
Why? Why?
Because they know they're on camera.
But Vic, if you're a guy who's determined to break in anyway, you'll wear a mask or something. They know that people have cameras now.
I guess, but again, it's during the daytime, it's pretty slim to none odds. And we're here at night.
Yeah, it is. It's true. It's true. It's just why make it. Yeah, but you don't want to be in. You're also asleep. Like, there are times at night where somebody could literally walk in the house and walk up to the bed and I wouldn't freaking notice. Why do that? Why take that chance?
Now, that I would actually know because I've got HomeKit automation rules so that if the front or back door opens between, like, I think I set it for midnight to dawn, something like that. If either one of those doors opens, then every single light in the house comes on.
Yeah, I have that now, too.
And the outside the house, too.
I have that now, too, but...
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I even thought about making the HomePods play something very loudly, but... I was concerned that, like, a lot of the times the HomePods kind of fail in the HomeKit automation scene and, like, playing scenes and stuff like that. So I was afraid that if I put that on there and then that failed to play, then it might fail to not turn on the lights, too. So
no, you just have the HomePod last, but you're more likely to have the opposite problem where the HomePod just starts playing in the middle of the night even though nothing happened.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be bad, too. I don't know. So far, the lights have never turned on in the middle of the night when nothing happened.
Right. Anyway, the thing is that, like, locking your doors is so easy. Why not do it? It just...
Oh, I agree.
Keeps the people who are going to try a door out.
Like I said, it's never an intentional thing. It's always just because somebody was careless and not attentive enough.
I'm thinking more about Ronnie's, like, but the cameras will stop him, but he doesn't worry at all about the doors. Why not do the doors, too? That's easy. Like, you can control what you do. You can't control what the bad guy does, but you can control you. Why not control you?
Well, to be fair to Ronnie, I think he said it was his family that was leaving the door unlocked. He wasn't even home, so.
I know, but why not? That's the only thing I ever say to my family. Hey, you guys, you've got to get your act together and not do that. That's the only thing I say. Like, it's not like I'm hounding them constantly. Oh, you don't dress appropriately. Oh, I don't like the way you pull in the driveway. There are some men like that. But I think it's okay to say, hey, guys, can we just keep the freaking doors locked, maybe?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. Anyway, it's not that I think that you guys are wrong saying the odds are super low. I 100% agree with that. What blew my mind was when you said, well, if I lived in a neighborhood where I had to lock my doors, I'd move. Because that's every neighborhood, Vic.
No, in my lifetime, Scott, I have lived in neighborhoods where I knew I had to lock the doors. Even in broad daylight, people will come in and they will steal your shit.
Right, but you're conflating that with my situation, which is not the same as that at all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, in part... The way you guys were responding, and granted, it was in text only. You know, we didn't have the benefit of seeing faces and hearing voices. In text only, some of your and Clay's responses seemed like you guys were pretty paranoid, man. And I think we were just responding to that.
Why would you leave the house and go to work and have your doors unlocked? That's crazy to me, because somebody will try it and they'll get in. It takes 2 seconds to walk in and steal something. It's that fast. Even if you see him, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Again, it's never, never intentional. And the wife's always here, too.
Right. But you guys were amazed that we would feel nervous about leaving our doors unlocked and being completely elsewhere, not able to get there.
Yeah.
That seems normal to me, man.
I concede that it is the proper best practice that we should always do. But as far as the things I worry about in my day-to-day life, if we forget to lock the door one day, that's pretty low.
Yeah, I guess the way it came across was you and Ronnie are lax. And I feel like Ronnie's way more lax than you. He was just like, don't f***ing care, dude. That's how he came across. And I just think that's crazy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not how he comes across. But you know how it is. It's like his Apple Care thing. Nobody ever needs AppleCare. That's a waste of money. And meanwhile, all of us have made use of paying for AppleCare and having it pay off for us before. That's how it came across to me. No offense, Ronnie. I know you're listening, but sometimes you're blasé about the weirdest things.
Okay.
I'm just saying it like it is.
Are we done? Are we done insulting and alienating our friends now?
I'm done for now. I'll get back to it later.
We love you, Ronnie.
We do love you, but Jiminy Christmas, sometimes I don't understand that. I don't know if I would live in Las Vegas and never worry about theft. That one I don't buy. I'm sorry. I know he loves Vegas and he thinks it's progressive, but Vegas is like anywhere else. They have issues. And I for sure think there's people who would steal stuff in Vegas.
Yeah, but I think he lives like on the outskirts of town. And I know he said that closed gate community too as well.
Yeah, they've got gates and all that. He's one of the muckety mucks.
A muckety muck.
He's one of the rich.
See, there you go again.
Well, I'm just, hey.
I'm going to switch into disclaimer voice here for a second. The opinions being expressed are Scott Wilsey's and Scott Wilsey's alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Vic Hudson.
Why would we have to say that when it's the words coming out of my mouth and not yours? I think that should be obvious.
I'm distancing myself.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Because you're running for Kentucky something. I don't know what. What are you running for?
I'm running for remaining to be Ronnie's friend.
You can't be replacing Mitch McConnell because you have to practice your coma.
Oh my goodness.
You have to practice your mini stroke.
He needs replaced so badly.
He needed replaced even before he had strokes every 10 minutes.
Is he having strokes?
Yeah, wasn't it him? Was it Mitch McConnell?
It could have been. I don't know. I don't follow politics.
McConnell's the droopy dog looking guy, right?
He looks like a turtle, man.
Yes. McConnell, he just stood there. They were having a press conference and all of a sudden he just went nowhere. He was like gone. And his aide comes up and says, do we want to move on right now? And they had to, he just disappeared for like 5 minutes. He was just out.
I wonder if he really did have a stroke.
He probably did.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, his aides were like,
settle in. This looks like it's going to be a long one.
And then he replied with,
are you also experiencing comprehension deficiency?
I don't think he can sound that sophisticated. I wonder about him. Like, I seriously wonder, is he just, I don't know. I wonder about a lot of politicians. Like, are they really just that out of touch and selfish? And because sometimes it seems like the things that some politicians do is like actively evil. And you wonder, are they really actively evil? Are they just getting paid and they're just selfish and they're all about, you know, you wonder what is really behind this guy? And Mitch McConnell is one of those people that I wonder what is really behind this guy.
Right.
But I don't worry about it enough that I bother to delve into it and do research and interrogate his family. Probably I would get arrested if I tried to interrogate his family, I would think.
Hmm.
I'd go to Mitch McConnell. I'd be like,
you can start talking anytime.
And he wouldn't. He'd just stand there in a coma. All right. So we're going to the moon. What else you got? You like your beer?
I do like my beer.
Oh, would you drink that? How does that compare to the other old boy or country boy or whatever you had?
I need to drink a few more of them to really compare the two. I like them both pretty good. I'm kind of inclined to say I think I like the, what was last week's? Shotgun Wedding? Is that what it was called? I think it was. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of inclined to like it a little better, but I like them both. They're both good.
Okay, good. That's good. That's a good problem to have. I mean, not knowing which one you like better is a good problem to have.
The vanilla notes in the Shotgun Wedding were pretty nice.
That does sound really good. Yeah, that one sounded good. I think in general, I like that style of beer better than I like the one you're having now. But for some reason in the summer, I kind of like the lighter ones most of the time.
Yeah. Well, you should check and see if maybe these have made it to some stores in your area.
I don't think so. I've never seen them. Let's put it that way. There are some beer specialty shops, though, that get beers from all over that may have some. So, yeah, I'll have to look.
Well, I do know that. See, the reason I learned about this company is on a recent trip. A few weeks back, the wife and I took a trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee for a couple of days. And we went into, it's a chain pizza place. I don't know if you guys have it out west or not. Have you ever heard of Mellow Mushroom? They're not a huge chain. Like, you know, they're not like the Papa or Domino's or Pizza Hut or anything like that. But they are a chain. They're pretty good. Our nearest one at home is like 50 miles away. So by the time I went and picked one up, you know, and got it home, it would be all cold. So when we're down there, there's a couple of them in the area. So we usually like to grab one of those pizzas when we're down there. And we went in and placed a to-go order. And we were just sitting at the bar. And She was having water with lemon, and I was having a beer. And I was looking at their selection of craft beers, and I noticed that they said they had one from Georgetown. And the guy was talking to me about it, and he said it's actually very, very popular there. So it's at least as far away as Tennessee.
Did you guys get the stone-baked pizzas?
Are you looking up the mellow mushroom?
Yeah.
If it says they're stone-baked, then yes.
No, some. I'm getting the impression that some are and some aren't, but maybe they all are. Yeah, I guess they all are.
I don't know. I don't know much about their baking process. I just know that...
No, it looks like they all are.
We stumbled in there one time to grab a pizza, just because we felt like having pizza, and we were like, this is really good pizza, and so it's kind of become a tradition whenever we go down there, we have one.
They don't look bad.
I was getting ready to say, do they got pictures?
I'm going to disgust... I don't know why. Why people hate pineapple on pizza, and it's such a religion to hate it.
It's unnatural.
This one called Pacific Rim has red sauce base with mozzarella, ham, bacon, caramelized onions, pineapple, and jalapenos. I would love that. That sounds amazing.
I love that this website has a button that says do not push.
Where?
Did you see that? Go back to the homepage.
I'll try. First, I have to wait for the pizza. All I see is one that says order online. Oh, do not push.
Push it.
Oh, that is so cool.
I thought you'd like that. It turned That's the website hilarious. Into a terminal.
Please enable Flash to surf the web. Oh my God. Wait, if we had Flash installed, would something be happening there? I think so. I think this actually does use Flash still, Vic. I'm not
going to install Flash to find out.
No one does. Let's see.
Let's see. What were you looking at? The menu? Which pizza were you talking about? Stone-baked pizzas.
Was looking at Pacific Rim.
Mellow red sauce base with mozzarella, ham, bacon, caramelized onions, pineapple, and jalapenos. That all sounds fantastic to me, but the pineapple, man.
So I have made this very pizza, except for...
I'm not a big hater of it, but I don't really like it.
Except I didn't caramelize my onions and I didn't put jalapenos on. Next time I'm going to make it this way. I'm going to caramelize my onions and I'm going to put jalapenos on there.
What does that exactly mean, caramelized onions? Is that basically you just saute them in a skillet or something?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You get a little bit of brown on there, and it gives the onions a good flavor when you do that.
What we usually get is half and half veg out and mighty meaty.
Let me guess, you're the mighty meat guy.
Always.
Let me say something to you, Vic. I used to be...
Yes.
Years ago, I used to be hardcore. I wanted the meat pizzas. I wanted the pepperoni. I wanted the...
Mm-hmm.
Branch out a little bit. You will not be sorry.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite pizzas have barely any meat on them now.
I have been branching out a little bit lately. Like, a lot of the times I'll have some green peppers. Kind of rare, but on occasion. I really love mushrooms.
But you're adding stuff to the meat pizza.
Yeah, but not the meat lover's pizza. Like, my current favorite pizza is pepperoni, mushrooms, and jalapenos.
Yeah, and that is good. I'm just...
There is still some meat on there in the pepperonis, but, you know, it's not just a meat lover's.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying, believe it or not, there are some amazing pizzas that have no meat whatsoever on them.
Yeah.
You might not believe that.
And those are nice-looking pizzas, though. I want them.
They're good-looking, yeah. This looks like a pretty good chain. This is better than any of those other chains that you just mentioned.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're not a huge chain. They're around, but not...
I like the looks of their cheese pizza. Ooh.
Yeah. And they've got nice... Oh, I found a map here. They're pretty popular over here.
Uh-huh. Show me. Locations. I'm clicking on it.
Yeah.
Don't allow. Yeah, they're all... Ooh, they're big on the East Coast.
Yeah, they're clustered over here. Looks like the closest one to you is in Colorado.
Yeah, and I'm not going there. Arizona's a little closer, buddy. Is it? No, they're about the same.
Yeah.
I bet it would take me the same amount of time to get to either one of those.
Ronnie could scoot down to Arizona pretty quick. And
he always is in Arizona. When he's not home, what he does is he opens all his doors and windows, and then he drives out of the driveway, and then he drives straight. He drives straight down to Arizona.
Stop.
Hey, it's a return to a theme of earlier. You gotta cycle back and.
Oh my goodness!
Ronnie would not appreciate the trolling if I wasn't continuing the trolling.
This is true.
Yeah, So anyway, it looks like they've managed to stay out of Cuba, but they're pretty close.
Oh my goodness, Cuba.
What?
Nothing. Just some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Well, they are. I'm looking at the map.
To stay out of Cuba. Who thinks about that?
When I look at the map, I'm just noticing how close Miami and Cuba are. I mean, I don't think about it all the time because I don't live in that part of the country.
Okay.
But you could basically throw a rock and hit some poor Cuban guy. What? Am I wrong?
Oh, wow.
Well, it could be the other way. The Cuban could throw the rock and hit some dude in Miami. For sure, the Everglades, though. If you're riding your little fan boat through the Everglades, some guy in Cuba could wing a good one up there and whack you right in the head. No? Too soon? Why do you...
You're good.
All right. What else you got? Anything else? Are we done?
No, I think that's it.
We've hit all the sour notes.
We've hit all the sour notes. We've ran out of friends.
Fresh out of friends.
We haven't taken any shots at Clay or Chigi. Do you want to go ahead and line them up while you're at it?
Well, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, what? What? No, it just... I don't want to take any shots at either. I was going to say... Oh, wow, this cat looks like mine. Oh, over 1 year old. No, never mind. I'm looking at, so I told you I'd get those emails.
Yes.
You know, pretend saying this could be the cat that you found, and it's never the cat that we found. By the way.
Got any updates on that front?
We did go to the vet, and we told the truth, Vic. We said, a very irresponsible person gave us this cat.
Okay, continue.
They didn't do anything to it. They didn't neuter it. They didn't take care of it. But they gave us this cat and asked us if we could have the cat. And we said yes. And now the cats are. So please start the process. So they started the process. So basically, the cat has had the first round of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
This cat that was given to us. And it's going to get neutered in about a week. About a week from now, it's going to get neutered. And then it will get its...
It can finally come in the house.
Well, they don't want to do that until it gets the next round of vaccines, which is the following week.
Oh, okay.
So in theory, it's still got 2.5 more weeks in the garage, but I don't think so, because when that cat gets neutered, it's going to have to wear the cone of shame. And I don't... My wife was really good about going out in the
garage.
You
really honestly need to keep him where you can keep an eye on him.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so... Yeah, my wife was really good about setting up the garage as safe as possible, but there's still so many nooks and crannies that cat likes to go into out there. It is not going to be safe with that cone of shame on.
Yeah.
And so at that point, the cat's going to have to come into the house. Now, the good news is the two cats have already been smelling each other and meowing at each other quite a bit underneath the garage door.
So they're getting acclimated. That's good.
They're getting acclimated. So that part of it's not going to be nearly as bad as it could be, I don't think.
Yeah.
Whether they'll like each other once they get full-on contact with each other still remains to be seen, but this is the process that you have to go through. You introduce cats to each other gently.
Yeah.
You don't just wing them at each other and say, hey, let's see how this goes.
Right.
So anyway, that part of it will be substantially easier. And so anyway, the process is happening. It's looking a lot better. This little guy is so playful. He's so funny. And he's definitely younger than we thought. We thought he was over a year old when we first got him, but... He still has some kitten tendencies. He's probably just under one. He's probably between 6 to 8 months to 1 year or something like that. He's probably way more than 6 months, but he's probably not a year. And he still pounces like a kitten. He's so funny. He is very playful, but you can still tell he's got some kitten in him.
That's cool.
And just the way he responds to people, the way he meows at people as though his life is ending if they don't respond to his every need. You know how cats can do.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's working out pretty well. I feel a lot better about it now than I did when it seemed like it was going to be 90 days before our vet would touch him.
Yeah.
And by the way, I went to the same vet. I went to our normal vet. I had called them, but I didn't identify myself when I was like, hey, we found this cat. What's the process?
Oh, that's fortunate.
Yeah, but the thing is they can see my phone number on the... So what I don't know is if they remembered that and they knew it was me, because I think I talked to the same person.
Well, honestly speaking, I mean, maybe they actually want to do the right thing by the cats, and they exactly need you to lie to them so that they can cover their bases.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, is like, they know full well that the odds of people not being able to help a cat go up immensely when they're presented with this huge challenge of waiting 90 days.
Yeah.
Especially if they already have another cat. So I think they don't want people to steal cats. Anybody would want a cat to go back to its rightful owner. If there is an owner looking for the cat should go back there.
Yeah.
And even though you and I might judge those people morally a little bit for not taking care of the cat in the first place, not even getting it vaccinated, not even getting it fixed, not even getting it chipped, and then letting it roam around outside as a young cat, a very young cat.
And the fact that nobody seems to have tried looking for it.
It doesn't seem like it. We had posters up.
Because it's not like you've made it hard for them to find it.
No. Not at all. In fact, the website that I registered him with is the shelter that all the other places get their information from about lost cats.
Right.
So anyway, if somebody was looking for him, they could find him if they really wanted to. If there is an owner that's worrying about him, they're basically sitting there doing nothing. They're just sitting there going, oh, I wonder where Kitty is. Oh, I guess we'll never know.
Right.
But that's the amount of care that they've put into this cat already. So,
yeah.
Do I feel bad thinking that there might be somebody out there wondering what happened to the cat? Yeah, of course I do. But also, I also feel like this cat now has a family that's going to take care of it, and it's going to be part of the family.
That's right. It would be my opinion they failed the cat and they've lost their privileges.
Yeah, right. And that's easy for us to say, but I genuinely do feel a little bit that way.
I can't imagine, like, if one of my cats actually went missing, like, when we had Bella, and we'd only had her maybe not even for a full month yet, there was one time that somebody didn't get the door closed, and she got out. And the cat was only missing for, like, 12 hours. And within that 12 hours, I had already papered our neighborhood and a few adjacent neighborhoods with flyers that I just printed up right on the computer.
Yep.
The wife and I and one of the kids had spent the entire day out looking for the cat and stuff. And
yep.
I just...
Yeah, it kills you. You want to know.
I don't feel like whoever owned this cat. I feel like they failed the cat.
Well, let me just posit to you one more piece of information, Vic. One of the reasons I don't want my doors opening unexpectedly on this house is I don't want my cats disappearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely get that.
Like, they may not run away on purpose, but if a door's left open, they're going to go out it. And if I'm not home, they might, who knows what'll happen. Like,
true. No, I definitely get that.
Midnight did get out recently when when we first brought this little cat into the garage, he knew his little buddy was out there. And he's never been outside of this house that I can remember, except for in a cat carrier. So he doesn't know how the house works. So he tried to get out the front door to go get to that cat.
Yeah.
Because actually, I think Midnight has stood there and seen us open the garage door before. So he knows that it leads to the front.
Mm.
And so anyway, he ran out of the house to go get to his little buddy. And it's the only time he's ever tried to run out of the house. And he had just been sniffing under the door. They had been meowing at each other. And all of a sudden, my wife opened the door and she left it open too long. She wasn't paying attention. I say that. I don't. Okay. I'll edit that out because I don't actually know, but that's how I took it.
Fingers anyway, are being pointed.
They're definitely being pointed. They're being pointed at Ronnie. At Ronnie, you son of a bitch. Anyway, the cat got out and he got in the bushes and he finally came pushing through the hedge with his head covered in spider webs. It was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
And I put him back inside and he hasn't tried again since, but that would be a nightmare because he's not prepared. Like he would be lost. I mean, could he find his way back? Maybe. I don't know. I don't want him getting run over. Anyway, the whole point is take care of your cats. I think we said that last time. I'm just going to PSA that every time from now on, even when Peter comes back. And
I think it's a good PSA.
Yeah, it's a good PSA. Okay, that's enough.
All right. So it's time to push the button?
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you have any PSAs for your friend Ronnie Lutz?
No, I think you covered all the PSAs for Ronnie Lutz. I'm going to let you have it.
Okay.
And I'm going to push the button on that note.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm pushing a button too.
Tell your friends.